KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, let's check some high school sports from the weekend. First, in high school baseball, in tournament play on Saturday in Class 2A District 15 first-round action, it was Shenandoah edging AHSTW by a final of 3-2, and Red Oak edging Clarinda 8-6. Class 2A District 16 first-round play, Missouri Valley downed ACGC by a final of 17-5. West Central Valley beat Logan Magnolia 9-4, those winners advancing in tournament play. Also in regular season boys baseball Saturday, it was Denison over Keokuk 4-2. Trainer beat Thomas Jefferson by a final of 6-5. Recapping some high school softball play, regional softball from Saturday. In Class 4A play from Region 1, Denison advancing with a 10-0 win over Storm Lake, while Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Lamar's 12-3. In Region 2 play, it was Lewis Central over Glenwood by a final of 4-0, and Des Moines Hoover beat Winterset 8-3. From Region 3, it was ADM over Carroll 5-0, and Norwalk beating Boone 5-1, those winners all advancing. Class 5A play on Saturday in Region 2, Ankeny beat Thomas Jefferson by a final of 12-0, while West Des Moines Valley beat Des Moines Roosevelt 10-0 in that same region. Now, trips to the state softball tournament will be on the line tonight for teams in Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A who are playing their regional finals. We'll have the Class 3A Region 4 final tonight for you here on the radio between Atlantic and Clark on KJAN. Clark and Atlantic did meet up earlier in the season, just exactly a month ago. On June 9th, Clark beat Atlantic 9-2 in a game played in Creston as part of the Creston tourney. Atlantic scored one run each in the first and second innings to take a 2-0 lead, but Clark put four runs up in the third to take the lead and then put the game away with five more in the sixth inning. As Emma Bolton went 2-for-4, scored a couple of runs, and knocked in four, Clark totaled 11 hits in that ball game. Haley Fry gave up 6 hits with 1 strikeout, a couple of walks, and 2 earned runs as part of that effort on the night for Clark, as Fry picked up the win on the slab. For Atlantic, Alexis Handel was 2-for-3 with 2 doubles. Mackenzie Waters also 2-for-3. Allie Anderson gave up 12 hits, 9 runs, just 3 of them earned, with 2 strikeouts, as Clark picked up that 9-2 win back a month ago. Atlantic will try to even that score tonight. On the line, state tournament bid. We'll have it for you live tonight here on the radio. 6:40 is the pregame start time. First pitch at about 7 o'clock tonight. Also tonight in regional play, Atlantic 29-5 coming into that game, and Clark has a 17-13 mark heading into that 3A Region 4 final tonight. In Class 2A play tonight, Earlham will play at IKM Manning in the Region 3 final. In the Region 2 final, it'll be Mount Air at Logan Magnolia this evening. Also in Class 1A play tonight, Wayne will be at Martinsdale St. Mary's in Region 6. Glidden-Ralston is at Collins Maxwell in Region 7, while West Monona will be at Akron Westfield in Region 8. Those games all getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight, with the winners advancing to the state tournament. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Pablo Sandoval smacked a go-ahead grand slam in the fifth inning and was 3-for-5 with 5 RBIs as the Giants outscored the Cardinals 13-8 yesterday. Andrew McCutchen and Alan Hansen also had 3 of the Giants' 17 hits, while Gorkys Hernandez went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Madison Bumgarner picked up the win despite yielding 4 runs and 7 hits over 5 1/3 innings. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 4-1, Miami topping Washington 10-2, Milwaukee beat Atlanta 10-3, Chicago beat Cincinnati in 10 innings 6-5, San Diego over Arizona in 16 innings by a final of 4-3. In the American League, the Boston Red Sox continue to own a 2-game lead over the New York Yankees in the AL East, although the Bombers have 4 games in hand. Eduardo Nunez, Mitch Moreland, and Xander Bogaerts drove in 2 runs apiece, and Andrew Benintendi had 4 hits as the Red Sox won their 6th in a row, 7-4 at Kansas City. The Bo Sox trailed 3-2 in the 5th until Moreland worked out a bases-loaded walk and Bogaerts added a sacrifice fly. Boston is a major league leading 33 games over 500, 62-29. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the New York Yankees beat Toronto in 10 innings, 2-1. Oakland over Cleveland, 6-0. Texas beat Detroit, 3-0. Houston over the Chicago White Sox, 2-1. Minnesota beat Baltimore, 10-1. In interleague play, Tampa Bay over the New York Mets, 9-0. Seattle topping Colorado, 6-4. The LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers by a final of 4-3. Astros second baseman Jose Altuve is the leading vote-getter for the July 17th All-Star Game and will head an American League squad that has dominated the game over the last 25 years. Altuve claimed 4.8 million votes one season after being named the American League Most Valuable Player. Mike Trout of the Angels, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge, and Boston's Mookie Betts have been voted into the AL starting outfield. Orioles shortstop Manny Machado, White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu, and Indians third baseman Jose Ramirez complete the American League infield. Red Sox designated hitter J.D. Martinez and Tampa Bay Rays catcher Wilson Ramos were also voted into the American League lineup. The National League starting outfield includes Bryce Harper of the Nationals, giving the host city their lone starter among non-pitchers. Harper's batting just .218 this season, but has 21 homers and 50 RBIs. Joining Harper in the starting outfield are Nick Markakis of the Braves and Matt Kemp of the Dodgers. The Chicago Cubs will have two starters after catcher Wilson Contreras and second baseman Javier Baez each won a close race at their position in the fan balloting. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman, Colorado Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado, and Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford round out the National League starting lineup. Well, for the first time in 3 years, the Royals began a game without Alcides Escobar in the lineup. Escobar had started 421 consecutive games, the longest streak in the majors, until manager Ned Yost kept him on the bench Sunday against Boston. The struggling shortstop is hitting .194 with 16 extra base hits and 309 at-bats for a ball club that currently owns the second-worst record in the majors. In addition, Yost said Jason Hamill is being removed from the rotation after going 2-11 with a hefty .616 earned run average this season. The Royals also placed Jacob Junis on the disabled list with back tightness and recalled pitcher Glenn Sparkman from AAA Omaha. Junis has dropped his last 7 starts. The Brewers have activated center fielder Lorenzo Cain off the 10-day disabled list and placed outfielder Ryan Braun and catcher Manny Pena on the DL as part of 8 roster moves. Cain has been out since June 24th after hitting .291 with 8 homers and 26 RBIs in his first 72 games this season. Well, Canadian James Hinchcliffe passed Joseph Newgarden with just over 40 laps left to win the Iowa IndyCar race at the Iowa Speedway. That was his first victory of the season. Hinchcliffe picked up his first win since Long Beach in 2017 and his second win at Iowa 6 weeks after failing to qualify for the Indianapolis 500.
This is such a good feeling, you know, after what happened in May. We knew we had it, you know, we knew we had it in us, and to come here and do it like that, I mean, didn't qualify the best, but we had a good car, and First stint was great. Second stint, we made a change, went a little too far, went too far the other way the next stop, but that last stop, the thing was a rocket ship, and great battles there with Spencer and Joseph at the end, and guys were great in the pits, and Honda Power back on top, just going into Toronto like this. I'm just so stoked.
Spencer Pigeot was a career-best second, followed by Takuma Sato. Newgarden dominated much of the race, leading 229 of those 300 laps before Hinchcliffe seized control. In golf, Kevin Na has broken a nearly 7-year winless drought of the PGA Tour by shooting a 6-under-64 for a 5-stroke victory at a military tribute at the Greenbrier. Na birdied 6 of his first 10 holes to open up a big lead over third-round co-leader Kelly Kraft. The 34-year-old Na cruised from there and finished at 19-under-261. Na's only previous tour win came in Las Vegas in October of 2011. And Brock Everett will make his PGA Tour debut this week when he plays in the John Deere Classic near the Quad Cities. The West Des Moines native won the NCAA individual title this past season as a senior at Augusta University.
I'm really excited for it, obviously. First PGA Tour event. Couldn't be more thrilled to be playing at the John Deere Classic in my home state. It's just going to be a really fun time, and I'm excited to get back out there and see what I got against these guys compared to the people that I've been playing in college for all these years. So it'll be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Everett says a lot of things have changed since winning the NCAA title. He started his pro career playing some events on the McKenzie Tour in Canada. Everett played baseball and competed in track and field while at Valley High School. His career took off when he concentrated on golf in college. First round of the John Deere Classic is this Thursday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.